Liberal Activists Being Devoured by Lax Crime Policies They Promote. By Jose Nino. In early October, several liberals got mugged by the realities of living in modern-day urban centers in America, increasingly dangerous places largely due to the delusional policies they themselves champion. Josh Krueger, a Philadelphia-based journalist and activist, was gunned down at his home by 19-year-old Robert Edmund Davis. Krueger frequently scoffed at concerns about Philadelphia's crime problems on his social media accounts. In a post he published on X, the social media site formerly known as Twitter, back on August 14, 2021, Krueger stated, "Some idiot just said you're more likely to get shot and killed than die of COVID in Philly to make some insensitive rhetorical point for his side. Folks, four times as many Philadelphians have died of COVID than gunshots this year. I understand math is hard, but do better." In another post published on July 20, 2023, Krueger said, "Look, it's that lawless land of liberals in Philly where shootings are dropping to levels not seen in years. The reality is that the city of brotherly love has been rocked by crime. The city experienced 561 homicides, a record figure, in 2021. This homicide figure decreased to 514 the subsequent year. Nevertheless, Philly remains one of the more dangerous U.S. cities despite projections of homicides dropping in 2023. For perspective, the last time Philadelphia hit 500 homicides was in 1990 during the height of the crack cocaine epidemic. The same day Krueger was murdered, Ryan Carson, an Antifa activist and poet based in New York City, was killed in a stabbing incident in Brooklyn." Like Krueger, Carson had a history of making unhinged comments on social media. In several posts, Carson expressed his satisfaction with the death of conservative figures, called for violence against law enforcement, and threatened elected officials. Using the username of @artschooljock, Carson threatened a public official in an X post by writing, "Hi. Political organizer here. It's not bullying to hold elected officials accountable. That being said, I would love to shove this little, expletive deleted, nerd in the locker where he belongs." In response to a New York Post article announcing the death of conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh, Carson enthusiastically quote tweeted the post on X and seemingly celebrated Limbaugh's passing. Claudia V. Morales, Carson's girlfriend, witnessed his murder firsthand. Morales is a seasoned anti-police activist who demonstrated her commitment to wokeism by refusing to give law enforcement the description of Brian Dowling, her boyfriend's suspected murderer, for the simple fact he was black. Like Philadelphia, crime in the Big Apple has been increasing in recent years. In 2022, violent crime in New York City climbed upward by 23% with law enforcement carrying out over 126,500 arrests for crimes such as burglary, felony assault, grand larceny auto, murder, non-negligent manslaughter, rape, and robbery. To top off this crime-ridden day, Representative Henry Cuellar, Democrat Texas, was held at gunpoint by three black males who later stole his car right outside of his apartment in Washington, D.C. The nation's capital has been dealing with a nasty crime wave in recent months with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser enacting emergency crime laws in July to deal with this uptick in criminal activity. Things are not looking so bright in Democratic-controlled jurisdictions. What's occurring in these areas is not due to the boogeyman of white supremacy. In fact, it's the product of lax law and order policies that give hardened criminals slaps on the wrist under the guise of criminal justice reform. Instead of throwing the book at violent criminals, a new wave of progressive district attorneys have worked diligently to ensure these criminals receive light sentences for their heinous deeds. Some of them are even allowed to go back on the streets to continue terrorizing the law-abiding. Thanks to district attorneys such as Larry Krasner, Philadelphia, Kim Fox, Chicago, and George Gaskin, Los Angeles, America's most prominent cities are now morphing into facsimiles of Batman's Gotham City where criminals rule the day while the law-abiding live in constant fear. The deaths of the two leftist activists and Cuellar's harrowing auto theft experience showcase the pitfalls of feel-good politics, whose proponents are increasingly disconnected from the realities on the ground, that is, until they experience the consequences of their insane ideas firsthand. At some point, the soft-on-crime policies that leftists support will eventually bite them in the rear. What we are seeing transpire in major metropolitan areas nationwide serve as a harbinger of the chaotic future to come should public officials not get crime under control in their respective jurisdictions. Not even elites will be safe from the criminal scourge once the rule of law exits the building. Jose Nino is a freelance writer based in Austin, Texas. You can contact him via Facebook and Twitter. Get his ebook, The 10 Myths of Gun Control, at josealbertonino.gumroad.com. Subscribe to his Substack newsletter by visiting Jose Nino Unfiltered on soupstck.com.